Every time a friend succeeds, something inside me dies. The Life of Gore Vidal by Jay Perini.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Devon, always. Introduction. My friendship with Gore Vidal began in the mid-80s, when I lived for a period on sabbatical with my wife and young children in Atrani, a village on the coast of southern Italy. We rented a small stone villa on a cliff overlooking the sea, with a view to Salerno to the south and Capri just out of sight to the north. The bay glistened below us, almost too bright to bear, with fishing vessels departing each morning in search of mullet, mussels, mackerel, tuna, and squid that would be unloaded in the afternoon and sold in wooden barrels by the dock. I went in the mornings to a cafe in Amalfi, walking into town along a stony footpath where 1,000 cats seemed to prowl, where sturdy women carried groceries slowly up hundreds of steps and children kicked footballs in back alleys. The smells of laundry soap, cat piss, and wildflowers were ubiquitous. We had a rooftop terrace, above which rose a lemon grove and limestone cliffs. A massive villa, alabaster white, clinging to the rocks like a swallow's nest, loomed above us, and we wondered who lived there in such opulence. Some Italian nobleman? A local...